So it's out of Shavuos, and I would like to share with you a thought which is relevant to this magnificent day. Shavuos is one of the Sholosh Lagolim, and each and every one of the Sholosh Lagolim has its own Neshama Yeseda, its own unique interpretation and significance. Pesach is Zman Cheruseinu. Sukkos is Man Simchuseinu. Shavuos is Matan Toiruseinu. Chag HaMatzos has many mitzvahs, all of them to commemorate and to bring to mind Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have Matzah, Moros, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dalet Kosis. Sukkos has many mitzvahs associated with Man Simchuseinu. With the Anane HaKavoid, Zocharti lo chesed neurayach ahavas klulei sayach lechtech acharei b'midbo b'yeretz v'yzeruwa. Shavuos doesn't have any mitzvahs. Sukkos, we sit in Sukkot, we have dalad min, and Pesach, we eat matz and moroi. Shavuos, all we have is Simchus Yomtov. And why is that? Because Shavuos is about all the mitzvahs. It's about Taryag, it's Kabbalas HaTorah. So if we don't have mitzvahs, there is special significance to minhagim. And everybody is familiar with two fundamental minhagim shel Beis Yisrael. Number one is Leil Shavuos. It is the only night in the year which we are up all night. And we deprive Shina me'einenu. Utnuma ma'af apenu. We're up all night to learn Torah. So there are different minhagim. Some say Tikkun Leil Shavuos, others learn all night. I myself, Achoyz Mezeva Gamazel Tanach Yadchu, I learn, I say some Tikkun. So one minig is being up all night and learning Torah. And the other minig is cheesecake, blinches. Seems a bit strange. Aren't these two minhagim somewhat contradictory? Learning all night and then eating blinches and cheesecake? No, they're not contradictions. These two minhagim complement each other, and they are two sides of the very same coin. Thousand times I quoted the Rabbeinu Yonah. I think all my Talmidim remember this Rabbeinu Yonah about Pen Perik Beis Mishnah Yudala Davaros. On the Mishnah Kishato Amel Dalef Mei Miato Amel Kosov Rabbeinu Yonah Kishato Mitzyageya B'Toyre Tishta Sheyaba. When you toil in Torah, take delight, take pleasure. Yegia V'Shashua Artarta Desates. They don't go together in any other human experience and endeavor. People work 5 days a week and then they have a weekend to live it up, to rest, to enjoy. People work 11 months a year and then they have vacation, summer vacation, vintage vacation. Enjoy life, live it up. We are different. To us, Yegia and Sheshua are not two different things, two sides of the same coin. Anu amelem b'shashua, onu mishtasha'in b'yegiyah. Yes, the Torah is our toil, and the Torah is our delight, our greatest pleasure. Ein simcha k'simcha z'Torah, v'ein simcha k'hatoras hasfeikos. So the Beinyah teaches us, you could only achieve greatness in Torah with a combination. Kishato misyageya b'Torah tishtasheya ba. Many times I told this story when, I remember once when I came to visit my great Rabbi, the Divrei Yatzev, Hagaon HaKodesh, the Kloisim HaGarebi. It was in Uni City. And he was old and feeble and ill. And I was very surprised when he asked me a question, because all his life he gave answers. It wasn't very common that he asked one of his Talmidim a question. And he commented, Erez Zavos Cholov HaDvash. Pasuk puts Cholov before the Dvash. So why in Shir Hashirim the pasuk says Dvash v'cholav tachas v'shoynech, putting Dvash before cholav? I responded like Chazal teach us by saying Talmidechu anan v'meimechu anu shoysim. But he insisted, do you have a thought? And I said, I do. And I said, when we're speaking about actual cholav and dvash, cholav comes before dvash. It's far more important than essential, because without cholav, there could be no humankind. 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, they didn't have any materna, they didn't have any baby formulas. Without dvash, we could get along. Probably the biggest problem we would have is what to do with the tapuach leil sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. So when the pasuk deals with actual cholav and dvash, cholav comes before dvash. But the pasuk dvash v'cholav tachas l'shoineich refers to Torah. When it's kumtze Torah, you need to put the dvash before the cholav. What is duvsha shel Torah? That's the shashua, the mesikus, the beauty of Torah. Hamesuka midvash venofet tzufim. What is chelba shel Torah? That's the yegiya, the amal. Brochas samach gimel, the Gemara says, ma'edich siv ki mitzcholav yoytzi chemo. B'mi eta motze chemo shel Torah? B'mi shemeki oleho. Cholav shiyanak mishdayimoy. So chelba shel Torah indicates the highest level of toil, of amal, of yegiya. Duvsha shel Torah is the simcha. Kishato mesyageya betoyre tishtasheya bo, that's dvash b'cholav. And those are the two fundamental menhagim of Chag HaShavuos. We're up all night. And that is yegiya, amal. And we eat cheesecake. That is to indicate mesikas atoyre, our children shall understand that learning Torah is the greatest delight and the greatest pleasure. And that is Simchas HaTorah. So there are various different minhagim b'Beis Yisrael. Some places they eat machol acholav by night. Our minig is the morning after davening by Kiddush. Eilu v'yelu divri alekim chayim. In one hand, dvash v'cholav tachas v'shoynech. You start with dvash. My feeling is, you're entitled to have your blinches and cheesecake, but you need to earn it. You need to deserve it. It is only after learning Torah all night and not saying one dover bottle, like the Ri HaKodesh says. Then when the morning comes, lech echol b'simcha lachmecha. Yes, by now you deserve your blinches, you deserve your cheesecake. Go ahead. Go ahead and enjoy and remember dvash v'cholav tachas l'shoinech. Torah is beautiful. Ve'imato oisekein hashrecho bi'olam haba. Toiv lecho be'olam hazeh. And we need our children to understand that. It is the greatest delight and the greatest simcha. Achim Yikorim, let us hope. We will be able once again to throw open our shuls and our yeshivas and our kailalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take this pandemic away. And we should be able to yishrechod belevechod to be zeichut yegiya se toira and shashua se toira dvash v'cholav tachas l'shoineh. Have a beautiful Yom Tov. Enjoy your blinches. Have a beautiful Yom Tov. We should all be zeichut l'kabel ol toira v'yol malcha shemayim be'avon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Moshiach tzedkenu b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.